Okay, go ahead, Esther.
Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Weefald. It's 10 a.m., March 6th, 2008. The commission is meeting today in the commission hearing room, State Capitol, 12th floor in Bismarck, North Dakota. I'm Commissioner Susan Weefald, and with me is Commissioner Tony Clark. Commissioner Kevin Kramer is not in attendance at this meeting today since he's on vacation. Commissioner Clark, do you have any welcoming comments?
Just good morning and welcome.
All right, and then we'll go. We do not have anything on the consent agenda. And so we'll go to SW1. I move the commission adopt the order granting a waiver of procedures and time schedules and issuing a quarter certificate and route permit to Otter Tail Corporation for its proposed 230 kV electric transmission line reroute in Richland County, North Dakota, case number PU07766.
Second.
On November the 28th, Otter Tail Corporation, this is of last year, filed a letter of intent to reroute 0.64 mile, just a little more than half a mile, of its Hankinson-Ellendale 230 kV transmission line located in water near Sand, or sometimes called Grass Lake, west and north of Lidgerwood. And on January the 23rd, Otter Tail filed an application for a waiver of procedures and time schedules, requesting that the commission waive the requirement for filing of applications for a certificate of quarter compatibility and route permit and public hearings, and forthwith issue a certificate and route permit authorizing the proposed construction and location. And they assert that Otter Tail asserts that the proposed reroute will produce only minimal adverse effects and that a demonstrable emergency exists that requires construction before the existing line structures can be damaged by spring ice flows. So on February the 6th of 2008, the commission issued a notice of filing and a notice of opportunity for hearing, which provided until March 5th, yesterday, for receiving written comments or requests for hearing. No responses have been received. The Otter Tail reports that Sand, known as Grass Lake, has expanded so that structures from its Hankinson to Ellendale transmission line were once adjacent to the lake are now well within the lake water. Otter Tail is concerned that the effect of high water conditions, seasonal ice flows, and high winds during spring months, in conjunction with the fragile condition of the existing facility, constitute an emergency that requires immediate construction, such that adherence to procedures and time schedules would jeopardize their network. The estimated cost of the relocation is approximately $260,000. Otter Tail did submit, although it didn't submit what we would consider normally a complete application, it did submit considerable materials on this project. It submitted information that they had sent letters to all of the agencies that would be interested in this project, and the commission reviews in our order all of the responses to those. And I would say in general that the agencies did not have a concern with this project. They also submitted to information to the commission an signed affidavit and copies of easements required from landowners. And they also submitted information of photographs taken on June 28th of 2007. And I'll show these just so that you get an idea of that these structures are in right in the water in June, and that's the primary part of their concern. The commission has taken a close look at this during the time period we had for the notice of opportunity for hearing. The commission finds that the proposed transmission line reroute is of such length, design, location, or purpose that it will produce minimal adverse effects so that procedures and time schedules may be waived. We're finding this as a result of the responses from the agencies in North Dakota and the fact that this is just over one half mile long. The commission finds a demonstrable emergency exists, which requires immediate construction so that adherence to procedures and time schedules would jeopardize the utility system. Everything seems to be in order on this, and I recommend approval.
It's an important transmission line, especially given that area. You have wind resources in southeast North Dakota, southern North Dakota. You've got the Big Stone plant in northeast South Dakota. You've got in western Minnesota their Hoot Lake plant. And this 230 kV transmission line is a fairly important component of hooking that all together. We found out a few years ago this part of the state with that ice storm, just how, you know, fragile that system can be if you lose major lines. And certainly appreciate Otter Tail's willingness to go ahead and be proactive and get this fixed before the spring thaw comes and you have ice flow problems and things like that.
We have seen the power of ice in other situations, that it can just shear off these transmission lines when they're located in water.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next we'll go to Commissioner Clark.
Item TC1, I move the commission appoint James K. Sharp, JKS Consulting, Inc., 612 Bellerive Boulevard, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356, as arbitrator in the Mid-Continent Communications, Beck Communications Cooperative Interconnection Arbitration Application, case number PU0858, subject to availability and willingness to serve.
Second.
Under both federal law and state law and the North Dakota Administrative Code, there's a process for arbitration that's set up when two companies are attempting to reach an interconnection agreement. In this case, Mid-Continent Communications, a cable company, had petitioned the commission for arbitration pursuant to these rules and regulations. When that happens, the two parties put forward names of arbitrators, and in this case, they mutually agreed upon Mr. Sharp, and so we just have to appoint him. He will go through an arbitration proceeding, assuming it goes all the way through its conclusion. Then he'll provide us with his recommended report. The commission at that time can accept, reject, or modify his recommendation.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That concludes the items on the agenda. Are there any questions?
Did they say, give you an idea how much this reroute is going to cost for the power line?
They anticipate $260,000.
And will it result in any disruptions to service?
Not that I anticipate. Not that the commission is aware of. They have a way of handling that. Jerry, do you know what that is?
They will build the
new line.
The new line, and then they'll take the old one out of service for a short period of time while they just transfer the new line section in. So it'll be down for a little while, but the system is designed to accommodate that being down for a little bit.
Do you know how old the existing line is?
No, I do not.
It's old. There's maps.
Maybe pull a mic in, Jerry.
A mic.
There's some maps that we have that were hand-drawn from way back, long before I ever got here, that I've noticed that shows that line on it. So it's old. It predates the Siting Act.
So there might be a double benefit, too. Number one, they'll get out of the ice. Number two, it's going to be a better line.
Mm-hmm. I would. Mm-hmm.
Better.
They do upgrades to their line. It doesn't mean that just because this line has been there for a significant amount of time, that upgrades haven't occurred along this line in other spots as well. So, but they do mention that this section is old.
Yeah, time for a quick question on another subject real quick.
Sure.
And that is, Fargo Mayor Wallacker has heard rumblings that there may be a second Keystone pipeline along that same corridor, and that he said that really concerns him. Number one, have you heard that? There apparently some report out there that they may build a companion line.
The only information that I've had is from other newspaper sources. I have read in South Dakota, their governor commented that he thought that perhaps there would be another line built there. But I have had no communication with the company, or the company has not filed anything with the commission that indicates that they'll put in a second line. But
yeah, and that's the same I've heard. I've only heard from kind of secondhand sources like other newspapers that have heard speculation about there being other lines that could use that corridor. You know, to be honest, it wouldn't surprise me that there'd be that speculation out there. Even during the course of the public meetings that we held, this was discussed.
That's right. Typically, that this is a possibility.
Right. I mean, typically, pipeline companies attempt to, when possible and when feasible, use previously cited corridors to because it's just easier to do what we call a brownfield site that's already been developed as opposed to a greenfield site where you're going in and permitting something for the first time. So, you know, we have corridors in other parts of the state where there are multiple pipelines, and it's because that's that's the way that, that this development tends to happen. They would still need to, with any pipeline, it would still have to be independently permitted. They'd still need to get, you know, independently the easements that they need to get, all of those kinds of things. But it's fairly common practice in the utility industry to kind of bunch up infrastructure through certain corridors.
And we even, I think it was at one of our hearings that one of the people asked a question and said something to us, or else it was one of our emails from a constituent talking about that the easement that they were asked to sign provided for more than one pipeline. So I think that people had questions already about that during this easement process.
Is there any, Keystone would ask to have a second pipeline along that same corridor route, is the second one easier because you've already permitted the corridor?
Well, the standards are the same, so it's not as if the standards are any easier. What perhaps is a little easier is just the familiarity with some of the issues that you might have in that particular corridor. Some of the other things that are a little easier, you know, there will be spots through windbreaks, so on and so forth, where the brush and trees and things like that are already cleared. So if you put in a second line, you're mitigating some of those impacts that have already been made on the land. And so that is oftentimes the kind of issues that they'll use. I mean, the other thing is once a pipeline's been sited, you've pretty well mitigated a number of the concerns regarding aquifers and wetlands and things like that. So if you take an entirely new route, you're digging up other wetlands that haven't previously been disturbed, or other pastures maybe that haven't previously been disturbed, cultural resource sites. So
by your permitting process, by the allowing the corridor, you're satisfied that the highest standards are going to be met, basically.
On this particular project, if the company proposes a new pipeline, that pipeline would need to be cited again by the Public Service Commission.
Right, but
meeting the same standards that Commissioner Clark referred to. So it's not like there is no process for a second pipeline.
Right, and when we cite any infrastructure, either a transmission line or a pipeline, what might happen in the future as far as more infrastructure going in doesn't impact that particular decision. I mean, that initial project stands or fails on its own merits or lack thereof. And the same goes with any succeeding project.
I think if people are interested in this, they should look at the Enbridge pipeline up in the northeast corner of the state. And the commission has always held a hearing if a new pipeline or pipelines are proposed in that same corridor. And the standards that we have used then to approve of those pipeline routes.
Now, wasn't it one spot in North Dakota? There are seven.
Correct.
Seven lines in the Enbridge corridor.
That's correct.
Right, and having those hearings sometimes clears up issues just from having that much infrastructure in one corridor. We had this last hearing in Cavalier. There was a water district manager who had some concerns given the number of pipelines that were there, and in relation to his pipes, I mean, how they were kind of crossing each other. And so through that hearing process, they were able to get that cleared up.
Any progress on Big Stone 2 determination of prudence?
The hearing scheduled?
The hearing is scheduled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's about it.
That's all I got.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Yeah, when is that Minnesota? Is that April they're expecting that decision from there?
Something like that.
From the transmission line.
Yeah.